This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Doing a good job of playing through the rain today up in Torrey Pines. First round of the Genesis. And you got all of these players in there, right, Scrape? All of these big name guys.
Huge name.
Right. Denny McCarthy, not a huge
Love
name,
him.
Is leading at 4 under par. He shot a 68 today.
That's really good.
Seamus Power, not a big name, shot 3 under.
That's not true. I didn't know his name earlier.
Patrick Rogers, never heard of him.
I have.
-3. Davis Thompson, -2. And then Wyndham Clark and Scotty Scheffler, also -2. Most of us have heard of them.
Yes.
So anyway, looks like they're going to get the first round in.
That's good.
Which it didn't look like this morning that would happen.
No.
Good for them. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Here we got a little Chris versus the fans coming up. Reminder, if you're, you know, this, the news of the day, reactions to Nick Pivetta becoming the newest Padre are wide-ranging, but mostly really, really positive and exciting. There's probably a few people out there that are like, what the hell?
Yeah,
for the most part, I think people are pretty excited.
That was Frank last night.
Oh, Frank was like poo-pooing the whole idea.
Frank could not get past the fact that they're paying him $19 million next year. I'm like, Frank! Yeah. Frank! They're paying him like $1 million this year. Yes, Bart. I can't do a Frank voice, but he's like, no, next year, you're paying a guy who has a 4 ERA $19 million. It's like, Frank, come on.
He does
man.
Have a 4 ERA. I mean, I can't argue that. I can't.
You can't, but it's
4.76. I mean, it's not even the low fours.
That's a career ERA.
Yeah, it's not great.
You know, Rob Bradford made me excited, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Nick Pivetta, Padres. Also, what's the other guy's name? I'm doomed to forget his name every time.
What do you think it is?
Kevin Hart.
Kyle Hart.
I keep thinking of Kevin Hart.
Joe, it's not Kevin Hart.
I know it's not. Kyle Hart, the lefty from the KBO. Additions to the Friars. All right, you ready for a little Chris versus the fans?
Yeah.
We'll give away a chance to qualify for the big prize here, which is Motley Crue. They got a brand new Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live. It's at the Park MGM, to April 19th. And you'll be qualified for a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas to see the show live. That's kind of exciting.
It is.
Two tickets to the show plus a hotel stay at Park MGM. Get your tickets for the rest of you at Motley Crue, the Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. It's a long address. Ticketmaster.com.
I would like to say, before what? We go into it,
okay,
we are going to be adding a pair of tickets to the San Diego Legion home opener at Torero Stadium this Sunday. You can get your tickets now at sdlegion.com/tickets. And I have become aware that we have San Diego State versus Boise State tickets to give away. I think you're going to have to, we're going to pick something, I'm making this decision on the air, Chris. We're going to pick something out from the Nick Boyd interview, and you have to know what it was.
Oh, so we will be, before the end of the show, we'll give away some Aztec
Boise State. Yes, Nick Boyd's up in like 15 minutes.
Nick Boyd will be our guest soon, but let's play Chris versus the fans now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win if you're a first-time player.
No, it's kind of soft. Wasn't our best. What are you blaming me for it?
Yes. Let me know. Let us know before you get into it, and you'll get the first question for free today. All right, let's get to our first contestant. Who's been holding the longest? Dale has. Hello, Dale.
Hello.
Hello. All right, Dale, you ready to play?
Yep, Scraby still hasn't sent me my prize.
Come on, Scraby, send the guy his prize.
Again, I don't control those, but I'm going to talk to the people again, Chris.
That's all you can do.
Yes.
Dale, we are certainly not trying to keep the prize from you.
Dale, we lost you. We lost your call. Oh, no. I'm just kidding, Dale.
There's obviously something that...
There's something missing here, so we will figure it out.
Mishap needs to be ironed out.
Because I don't like it. All right. Dale, first question. What golfer has a drink named after them that's half iced tea and half lemonade?
Arnold Palmer.
Hey, Arnold Palmer is correct.
Yeah, very good.
All right, let's go to question number two. What legendary golfer has been struck by lightning twice in his life? This is very famous. This is very famous.
Twice?
Twice.
Yeah, twice. He's also... I'm just Chris's chance. He's also from South Africa.
Okay, he's giving you a chance. I wasn't hearing Dale pretty well, but very well.
Let me just make sure. Dale, I don't think he guessed. Did you have a guess, Dale, or no?
I don't have a guess.
Okay, all right. Stay right there, Dale.
Lee Trevino?
You act like this question's so difficult, and then you get it right. I'm sorry, Dale.
Sorry, Dale.
I'm writing down your phone number right now, though, and I'm going to try and fix this one more time.
Yes, we will get your prize. I feel bad for Dale on that. That's not good. You know, we promised the prize. We should deliver.
Yeah.
No, it's not
on
you. I'm not blaming you.
I'm actually, it sounds like I'm mad at Dale. I'm not mad at Dale.
No.
I'm mad that it's taken so long for Dale to get his prize.
Yeah.
All right. Next contestant.
By the way, Lee Trevino was a character in the game of golf.
He was.
And I read that he used to walk up to just a regular old course somewhere, find some schlub.
You?
And yeah, me, somebody like me, and bet them that he could use a soda bottle to strike the golf ball, and only a soda bottle, and beat you.
And he probably did.
And he could. Yeah. He would just
does he chip?
He'd slam it, and then, I don't know.
Maybe that's insanity.
Maybe he was able to pick it up and hit it from where it was chipped and putting. I don't know. Maybe it's a wives' tale. You know, maybe they've overstated it.
Well,
but Lee Trevino was the hustling type who would do something.
I've heard those stories where he would go places where no one knew him, and then he would just start hustling people on the course.
Yeah.
In Tin Cup, Kevin Costner destroys all of his clubs and only plays, I believe, with a 7-iron.
Right.
I wonder if that came from the Lee Trevino thing.
From the Lee Trevino tree. Yes, it might have.
All right, let's get back to the game, and we're going to go with Hayden. Hello, Hayden.
What's up, boys? Hey, Scraby, I thought it was hilarious that your first takeaway about the bottle was, how does he chip? How do you get off the tee box with simply a bottle?
I think if you swing a bottle and it connects, I think
you could probably hit it 150
yards.
But
the accuracy of chipping would be tough. Yeah. 150 yards? I don't even know if you could hit 150 yards.
Lee Trevino was...
I don't know, man. I feel like chipping would be easier than driving, but I digress. Let's play the game.
All right.
Digressing is good on
Digressing
this show.
Digressing is good.
We do a lot of it.
Here we go. Question number one. Let's see. Which Eagles wide receivers caught touchdowns during the Super Bowl?
Oh, geez, I didn't actually watch the game. You can give me A.J. Brown.
Okay.
And Devontae Smith.
Good job.
Who did it?
Good job.
Both of them caught a touchdown.
Yes, they did. All right. And Devontae Smith's touchdown was really nice. Over the top. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Question number two.
Here we go.
Who is the first player since Babe Ruth to pitch 50 innings and hit 15 home runs in a single season?
Oh, I feel like there's a glaringly obvious answer here in Shohei Ohtani, but I feel like... Yeah, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with Shohei.
All right, I gave it to you. I honestly thought it would kind of fake him out a little bit, but no, it didn't fake you out at all. Hayden.
By the way,
I thought it might be a trick question. You almost had me.
There we go.
I am looking at the Life and Times of Lee Trevino here while we're talking.
Yes.
Said Trevino improvised, trying to get some action, and it worked. He taped the neck of a 32-ounce Dr. Pepper bottle. The glass was much thicker in those days, and used the bottle as his only golf club.
All right.
His opponent could use real clubs, but Trevino would throw the ball up and hit it like you would hit a baseball. And he said he putted between his legs, croquet style, with the bottom of the bottle.
Didn't Kevin Costner do that in the movie, too?
I think they took it right from there.
Okay.
There you go.
I love this.
So I wasn't wrong. This was not a wives' tale. It actually apparently happened.
All right, Hayden, you're on to question number three. Here we go.
Go, boy.
This one's a weird question. I'm going to be honest about it. How many baseballs could Reds catcher Johnny Bench hold in one hand?
Oh, man.
Eight.
He was quick with that answer.
Stay there, Hayden.
I thought he had it there.
I
mean, honestly, most of us can hold one.
This came from my amazing sports trivia book.
I've seen the picture. I've seen the picture of Johnny Bench holding all these baseballs. And I thought when he said eight, he had it. I'm going to go with six.
Six.
Yeah.
Wow. Hayden is the winner.
What did he get? Seven?
Seven.
Bob's right in between.
That is a lot of baseballs.
Yeah, imagine trying to do it. Johnny Bench obviously had large hands.
Yeah, I can't imagine trying to do that.
Not easy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, there was a picture of it somewhere.
I'm going to go look it up because I can't even imagine that. How would you do that? Like, is he stacking the ball or is it all in his hands? Let me see.
No, he stretches out his fingers. Just put Johnny Bench holds seven baseballs. I thought it was six, but you got seven. Unbeatable record, Johnny Bench's seven baseball hole. Here's a picture of it, Scrape.
I'm going.
It's quite remarkable.
That is wild.
Yeah.
That's a terrible picture of him.
Yeah, though. It's not a great picture of him, but it does show his accomplishment there.
That is wild.
Johnny Bench. Our friend Johnny Bench, who we saw in uniform at the Hall of Fame.
With Jeff Bagwell, I believe.
Yes. We didn't go talk to Johnny. We were too nervous.
We were too busy watching Frank Thomas fight with the front desk about...
Excuse me, Mr. Thomas. I'm going to need some ID. He was in uniform.
Yeah, it said Thomas on the back.
Yeah, that was funny. All right. Good job, Wyatt. Hayden, hang in there. You win the Chris vs. the Fans Today. More coming up after we check some traffic, people.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back to Glenn and Chris. Chris Hutto, Tony Gwynn Jr. is idol. Matt Scraby sitting alongside. We're trying to hook up here with Nick Boyd from the San Diego State men's basketball team. Nick had a great second half the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Up in San Jose. I thought he was the kind of the key guy that drove them to that comeback.
Absolutely.
They scored 17 straight points and turned around another game. Really, their fourth Houdini win of the season. That's a lot of Houdini wins. You know, you're lucky to get one win like that some years. They've had four of them, including both of the games over San Jose State, one against Wyoming, and then the Wayne McKinney miracle at Air Force.
Yep.
I mean, it's been you know, some kind of year for San Diego State. And the Aztecs will try to keep it going this Saturday against Boise State, a team they beat on the road the first time around, and a team they'll be trying to gain.
Again.
Boise State, those, you know, played the Aztecs tough over the years. It's always a really good game. So looking forward to that one Saturday night. There's so many good games. I mean, they still got Utah State on the road. They got New Mexico coming here. Got to finish at UNLV, team that beat them the first time around. And, you know, yet all of this stuff happens with all these good teams and not a single Mountain West Conference team is even remotely ranked in the NCAA.
It is kind of wild.
Well, I think unless you play in the SEC, they just don't allow you to be ranked anymore. What's that? Oh, good. Nick is on the line. He's nice enough to get back to us so we can chat a little basketball with him. Scraby, you're getting it all squared away there. Here we go. All right. Nick is there. We appreciate
it. Sorry, I was trying to explain to Nick.
Understood.
I accidentally... he called in early, which is great. I just wasn't able to answer, so
right,
I was apologizing.
Because you're a one-man gang over
yes,
there.
Yes, and I was apologizing.
I'm going to introduce him in a way that he's probably not been introduced very often. Scraby, you know the greatest basketball game I've... Nick, are
I'm
you
nervous.
There?
Yeah, Nick's there. I'm nervous.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Nick
yes,
is there.
Sir.
All right, here's my introduction for you today, Nick. My all-time favorite game in the history of sports.
Oh, no.
Nick Boyd made the first basket of that game. It was the Final Four game against Florida Atlantic, and he started the scoring in that game for Florida Atlantic. We're glad to have you on our side now, Nick. How's things going today?
Okay, so far, so good, man. I'm grateful to be on the show. I appreciate you guys having me, and I mean, I can't complain. A little rainy, but it's good.
Yeah. You didn't sign up for the rain when you came to San Diego. Tell us, this season, I was just saying to Matt over here, I mean, you guys have had three or four really exciting, come-from-behind, dramatic victories. You know, is this something that you guys are feeling that it just maybe you're a little destined to do this year?
I mean, yeah, we had a couple close ones coming from behind, like you said. And ideally not what, you know, you really want as a basketball team. But, I mean, we just showed some character, you know, our grit, our fight. And I'm grateful for that. And, I mean, you talk about trying to play in March. You got to have those type of characteristics, especially, you know, every single game in March is close. So I'm grateful we have those characteristics, but we definitely got to clean up our starts to game and not getting so behind, because it's really hard to get back. I mean, gratefully we've been able to do so, but you can't count on that all the time.
Talking to Aztecs guard Nick Boyd here on 97.3 The Fan, Gwynn and Chris. And Nick, this year you guys are, I can't say the bubble of the tournament. You're just trying to get into the tournament. What's been the message internally from Coach Dutcher, and what's been the message for you guys, the players themselves?
Yeah, obviously to win. I mean, we got to win, and we got to win in better fashion. Obviously, don't want to come from behind as of recent, but we just got to get better in practice. I think as our preparation gets better and better, we'll have a better outcome in the beginning of the games, you know, because that's what it really comes down to. So, you know, coach just keeps preaching to us that we have to keep practicing better. We have to come to practice, ready to practice, and willing to get better. If we do that, I think we'll have a chance to, you know, have a good March.
The one thing that every player who comes to San Diego State, I think they know coming here, but they'd certainly find it out once they get here, is that you better pay attention and play your butt off at the defensive end of the floor. Something you do very well, and I thought you triggered the comeback the other night with your, you know, a lot of your defensive pressure. But coming to San Diego State, I mean, is that something that you were excited about, to play that kind of defense? And what did you hear about Coach Dutcher and this program that kind of intrigued you?
Yeah, I mean, flashback to when we played San Diego State in March Madness, that's all, you know, my previous coaches were preaching about, was like how physical, how tough, how crazy the defense is. Like, man, don't really dribble the ball much, just keep it moving. And that's something I was like, I mean, I wasn't really too familiar with San Diego State at the time, but after watching the film and prepping for the game, I was like, dang, yeah, this is going to be a gritty game, and we cannot play around with the ball. So that's what I knew coming in. And then, obviously, you know, when you say you want to be a pro, you have to have a complete game. So I think the defensive end is something I'm continuing to grow at. And I think, you know, working on those habits every single day here at San Diego State has allowed me to, like you said, pressure the ball more and be more comfortable to get some more deflections and go for some steals.
We're talking to Nick Boyd here, Aztecs basketball player, 97.3 The Fan. And Nick, since we were talking about it, you went to Florida Atlantic and you're with the Aztecs, both teams that have done some great things individually. What's the difference between the programs, or what are the similarities? Because they're both on their way up.
Yeah, I mean, man, I just say just attention to detail. Obviously, I feel like we did a good job there when I was at San Diego State, coming into practice every single day ready to work. And I think we have the same approach here. I think that's been the same approach here since, you know, years on years. But just from my experience so far, obviously having a young team, sometimes it can be hard to get guys ready to practice mentally and even physically at times, because the season gets long. But something I think that both programs have in common is just, you know, guys willing to work hard and keep fighting throughout the season.
Nick Boyd is with us from the San Diego State Aztecs basketball team. Another great season as they look to take down Boise State here on Saturday and keep the run going for another bid in the NCAA tournament. Nick, how about Magoon Gwath? I mean, and how often do you get asked about Magoon Gwath? This guy is a freak of nature out there, and I mean, you can't get a shot off on this guy driving into the paint. Then he steps out, he's hitting threes, and he's starting to be a little bit more and more consistent right now. I mean, this is exciting to watch this happen, I think.
I mean, yeah, like I said, I mean, just to piggyback off what I said before, just the mentality to come and work every single day. I mean, the start of the year wasn't, you know, sunshines and rainbows for Magoon. He had some ups and downs, but, I mean, as of recent, he's come on like big time for us. I mean, without some of his performances, we probably don't get out of those games with a big win. So his contribution, his productions, and just his energy that he brings To practice every single day is definitely, you know, the reward of him playing well in the games. And we need him. Like you said, he blocks all the shots. I mean, sometimes myself and the guard get blown by and Magoon's there to save the day. And he does that, something he just has a knack for and he's gifted for. But, yeah, I mean, key part to the team. And like I said, his energy he brings in practice and willing to work hard every single day is definitely being on display.
And how in the world did you make that driving, twisting, backhanded layup the other night in San Jose? I think you know the one I'm talking about. I mean, you came down the lane, you ended up under the basket, and then out the other side, and you flipped it up. I mean, the broadcasters fell out of their chairs. Do you practice stuff like this over the years? I mean, because that was a great body control shot.
I mean, yeah, I mean, every now and then, you know, we actually practice a lot of finishing during practice. So, you know, you got to be prepared for everything. But I just think, you know, as a team, we just got lost in that second half and just playing hard and having fun and playing with some swag. I feel like the first half or even some of these games that we kind of dropped, we haven't had the same pop and swagger. And that's mainly on me to bring that. But, I mean, just that second half, I was lost. And when you're lost, sometimes you do some things you don't even see coming. And, I mean, not to say I've never done that before, but – definitely was a tough move. And like I said, I was just lost in the game and having fun and playing with some swag.
Well, keep it going, Nick. We love it. We appreciate you coming on, spending a little time. We have so many Aztec fans out there. And you know that because they all pack up Viejas Arena and they'll do it again on Saturday night. Just real quick, is the atmosphere as insane for a player as it is for us fans?
Woo! I mean, you see me. I'm always trying to get the crowd going. That's stuff I dreamed of as a kid. So, the atmosphere is electric. I mean, when we play San Marcos, I was like, dang, that was my first game in there. So
that's awesome.
Not for them, but just not, you know.
Yeah.
They come to every single game, and it makes it electric. And I know it's going to be a blackout come Saturday night. We got a big game, and yeah, I mean, every game matters for us right now. Like you said, making a push to have a big march.
I believe that we will win. Because we have guys like Nick Boyd on our side. Nick, thanks so much for the time. Very nicely done. We appreciate it, and wish you good luck the rest of the way.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much. I'm grateful.
Thank you, Nick.
Very good. Nick Boyd right there. Class young man from the San Diego State basketball team. That was good. He did a good job. I mean, he didn't sound like a college athlete. He sounded like he was on top of
it. No, he was definitely on top of it.
Those things.
I think it is funny that he was on the team that the Aztecs, I'm looking at a picture of the Aztecs beating them, and I can't believe that's how you started everything. Hey, remember one of the worst moments of your basketball career?
It's the best moment of mine. Lamont Butler's winning shot came over the outstretched arm of Nick Boyd.
That's unbelievable. Is that who's in that picture?
Number two. That's
Why
Nick
would
Boyd.
You ever bring that up?
Because he made the first basket of that game.
I don't think he will ever remember that.
He did. He remembered it.
That's hilarious.
Well, he's on our side now.
No, he is. He was cool with it, too. It's no big deal.
Yes, he was. All right. Gwynn and Chris continues. Big Five, Scraby style, when we return. We welcome you back, and we thank Nick Boyd from San Diego State. Hopefully, you heard that interview, paid some attention to the interview, because Scraby and I are going to come up with a little trivia question based on the interview we just did. And if you call in with the correct answer, you could find yourself going to that game on Saturday night when the Aztecs host Boise.
Boise.
State. Not Boise.
Boise.
But I think 90% of people pronounce it Boise. And
yes,
that's just not correct.
I've been
people
told.
People in Boise get upset.
By a resident, a Boisonian.
Do you think that's right?
I don't know, but they're probably going to get mad at me for that. But I kept calling it Boise, and they're like, I know people think it's Boise, but I'm from Boise.
Oh, they get mad.
It's Boise.
Oh, they get really upset about it.
Yeah. But it's just, it's not an easy way to say it.
In the game notes, when I do a Boise State game, it says, please refer to us as Boise, not Boise. Like
They want you to do that.
Yeah.
They want you.
Day is pretty much over at the Genesis. Denny McCarthy is your first round leader. Woohoo! 4 under. Couple of guys at 3 under. And then Scotty Scheffler should have been 3 under, but Scraby, the the choke on the little 2 foot putt there on 18 for birdie.
It's 3 feet 10 inches.
3 feet 10 inches.
Pulled it left.
He pulled it left. Scotty Scheffler. So he goes in a 2 under, a couple of shots off the lead. All right, we got your big five, and then stick around for the chance to win those Aztec tickets. First, a check of traffic.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get into it, I need to read this. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends April 5th. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Chris, one of the things that... Before we get into the Big Five, one of the things that tugs at my heartstrings every single time I see it is when a dog is in a wheelchair.
Yes. And their back legs kind of have given out.
Yes.
They, you know, I'm always, it tugs at mine as well, but I also feel happy that we have the ability to have those wheelchair type cart so that the dogs can still
get around.
That's
a good point. That's a good point.
Like 10 years ago or 20 years ago, that wouldn't even have been a possibility.
No, that's a really good point. I haven't thought about that. But a coworker of ours brought his dog in, and she's 2, and she's a great dog, and she tore her ACL.
Yeah.
And I see her limping around because they can't get her in, and it's fine until they get the surgery. But I feel so bad for dogs with limps.
Angie the dog.
Angie the dog.
Angie the dog's got a little ACL issue.
I know. It's very sad.
I must say, Kylie, my dog, healthy as a...
As a horse?
As a horse,
healthy as a Maltese.
As a horse. She's only 10 pounds, but she's as healthy as a horse.
Yes. All right.
Number five.
I am getting a little too soft with the animal stuff, though, Chris. I think I may rescue every single dog on this earth.
Look, let's be honest. If you're watching a movie, just any old movie, take any old movie, and there's a scene where there's a guy sitting there with his dog, and then, I don't know, a tornado blows through the room, and the guy dies, and the dog dies.
Oh, dog, I'm going to cry for.
Right. Do you even care that the guy died?
Nope.
Nobody does.
Because the guy has a chance to, you know.
It's all about
the dog. A dog doesn't have a chance to know what's happening.
It's all about
the dog. A human knows what's happening. So if they die, it's their fault. It's not the dog's fault for dying. No. It's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right. Let's start with a tweet from Annie Halbrun. Midday show, Annie and Alston.
I've heard of her.
She tweeted, Pavetta's contract keeps the Padres' payroll below $200 million, but puts them about $17 million over the first luxury tax threshold. A team's final CBT figure is calculated at the end of each season. So, Chris, we didn't think they were going to spend any money.
Yeah.
They spent a little money.
Good.
Do you think they finish over or under the CBT at season's end?
What's the CBT? Is that
collective bargaining?
Is that the stuff you chew off? Not CBD.
Oh,
sorry. Got confused for a moment. Yeah, they may very well be a little bit over. I mean, did they not reset last year?
They did. They're at the first threshold again.
Right. So, you know, something they can afford to do. So, yeah, I'll say over.
All right. I think I'm going to say over as well.
It looks like they're headed there.
They're headed there. I feel like they have, and with no proof at all, they realized we're in the National League West. We're not going to compete unless we spend a little money.
Well, I also feel, you know, we've already talked about this, so we feel another move could be made, whether it's trading Suarez or signing Alex Verdugo or any number of other things. I think the Padres still need another bat. They're short.
Yes, they do.
So we'll see how they go about getting that. But I also think that AJ, you know, it's proven, especially last year, that making trades during the season is not a bad way to go either.
Yeah.
So the Padres, based on whatever their salary is right now, could go a little higher if they acquire somebody you know, during the season like they did with the Rise. Although in that case, they got the... What were the Marlins? Just being stupid, or were they just being...
No, remember I told you yesterday, they said they were going to spend a bunch of money, and then they haven't spent any money.
No, I'm talking about the Arise trade, where they basically picked up the whole salary for the Padres.
Yeah. I don't understand it either, because either. If you want to dump salary, you don't take on salary.
What did they get out of that?
Graham Pauly and Dylan Lesko and Woo Suk Go, but he got returned.
But I'm
he was returned to sender.
Usucko did not pan out too well.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Number four. I know money isn't a thing for the Dodgers, but John Heyman reported the details of Clayton Kershaw's contract with the Dodgers, and it goes like this. It's kind of weird. So he's going to make $7.5 million plus the incentives, and here are the incentives. For 13 games, he gets $1 million. 14 games, another $1 million.
Whoa.
15 games, another $1 million. And then 16 games, another $1 million. Plus, for each on the active roster, $2.5 million for 30 days on the active roster, and then $1 million for 60, and then $1 million for 90. So it's kind of weird when all these bonuses are solely based on front office roster decisions. But I'm up first. Do you think Kershaw hits all of his incentives?
All of them.
I don't. I don't think he hits... I think he'll get the 30 days of active roster, but he was so injured last year. His foot was hurting him. I don't know how many games he's going to play this year, how many games are going to be in the active roster. I don't think he'll get all of them. He may get like two or three of them. What do you think, Chris?
I say that's a good guess. And the reason I say it's a good guess is because you look at all of the pitchers that he's competing against to be in the rotation.
Yeah, yeah, the that's Dodgers, another thing.
I mean, if Glasnow gets healthy, you know, I mean, just right off the top, you're looking at Blake Snell, Glasnow, some guy named Shohei Ohtani, Loki Sasaki, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto. That's five that is almost impenetrable. So where's Kershaw even going to, he's going to, you know, be a regular start of a six-man rotation or what?
I have no idea. That's a good point.
And there's other guys. Dusty May, there's...
What if he's coming out of the bullpen? And that's why they gave him 13, 14, 15, 16-game bonuses.
No, I think he'll start. And I think he'll be starting, you know, haphazardly throughout the season.
Tyler makes another good point that I thought about. They're just trying to get him to his 3,000 strikeouts, which he said he needs 32.
Well, potentially, but he said he didn't want to retire. He could have, and he doesn't want to. Well, so good for him.
He doesn't want to until he gets his 3,000 strikeouts.
Maybe so.
All right.
You know what? This is all fun and well to talk about, but I really don't care. I hope he, you know, hope he goes 4-10 this year.
Me too. Although we're not paying attention to win-loss statistics anymore. So. Number three. Chris, I have some very bad news. You don't have YouTube TV, right? TV. No, you
have the channel, but not the service YouTube.
Yeah, you
TV.
Don't have, like, guess who out of the three of us, Tony's not here, has YouTube TV.
He does, right?
He does. And remember, he switched this season?
From DirecTV to YouTube because he wanted the football package.
Well, Paramount and YouTube TV are not coming to a deal about showing their channel on YouTube TV, and this may be a while, people say, and it's not good with March Madness a month away.
Ooh.
So if they don't get something done by March Madness, then people are going to be in the dark
about
all
of this. So if you have YouTube TV, you may not be able to watch March Madness on your television.
Correct.
You'll have to find a way to stream it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Which is always available.
Here's the question.
Okay.
Because we've talked about this so many different times. But do we need, at this point, a regulatory body to make sure customers don't keep getting the short end of these things?
And I should be in charge of that regulatory body.
I will be in charge of you, and you will be in charge of everyone else.
You can be my vice president.
Oh.
Look, keep cable alive. I know I'm falling off a cliff here, but keep cable alive. Do not give up the cord. Because
don't listen to him.
Cable makes it so much easier to record games, to DVR games, to watch them. They give you every channel you could want.
This is cable,
though. But YouTube TV,
it's cable.
Streaming doesn't work.
It's not streaming. It's cable.
I can't. Hey, I'm sorry, people. If you got YouTube TV, you get nothing like it. That's just the way it goes.
I guess they're saying you can get an $8 credit on the website, but I don't know. This is pretty ridiculous. I don't know why this keeps happening and why it always happens around the time of major sporting events that people want to watch.
Well, because that's where you have some pull.
So I guess the dispute... I'm reading an update because there wasn't much information on it earlier, and I was trying to see if they resolved it. They did not resolve it, but the dispute comes a month after YouTube TV hiked the prices by $10. The service has around 8 million subscribers, and Paramount didn't like the hike in the price. Paramount needs to get over themselves, okay?
I am so tired of Peacock, Paramount. What are the other ones?
Fubo.
Oh, my goodness. There's so many different... Put it on one thing. Have a sports streaming channel that I can get and find everything. It's never going to happen. I'm trying, though.
It's not.
Number two. If you put your sporting event on Peacock, I have no interest anymore in watching you.
Rob said on the chat, I don't watch March Madness on YouTube TV, only NFL Sunday Ticket. So are you paying for two different cable services? Because that would be a waste of money, I think.
Can't help them.
Paramount is CBS. CBS goes down every year with the same nonsense, Rob says. I know is that this is ridiculous.
Peacock is NBC, Paramount is CBS. Yeah. What's ABC? ESPN?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows?
It's incredible. You'd be surprised, though, Scraby, that somebody travels and has my phone with me. You'd be surprised how many games I can find access to.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
You don't think I have that gene in me. I do have it when it comes to finding a game I want to watch.
I do know that.
I'm pretty good at that.
If you want to see a game, you're going to find it.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Number two.
Me, on the other hand, if I can't find it, I'm like, whatever, I'll just look at the box score later.
Because you're not a real sports
fan. I know, I was waiting for it. It's the end, Chris, of an era.
What?
Aaron Rodgers has been told bye-bye by the Jets.
I don't know if you could qualify that as an era.
It was a two-year era, one of those years.
His time in Green Bay was an era. His time in New York was just a mistake, basically.
His best play, people are saying, from his 2 years with the New York Jets was when he ran out of the tunnel with the American flag on Monday Night Football.
Shortly before he got himself hurt.
Everything has gone poorly for Aaron Rodgers.
Not everything. He had
Jets.
One good game this last game of the
against
season
the
when
Dolphins.
He torched the Dolphins. It doesn't count.
Yeah. All right, here's the question, or I guess I'm up first.
Okay.
Is this the end for Aaron Rodgers?
The end for Aaron? He's 41 now.
Is this the end?
Is he gonna hook on and give it another shot, or should he just quietly go away, Scrape?
I don't think he can quietly go away.
I don't think he's capable of it either.
I don't know. I honestly worry about him after football. Because when people stop caring about what you have to say, I don't know that he's going to like that. But is this the end of his career? No. Some stupid team out there is going to give him $50 million to throw 25 interceptions and blow up your team's chemistry. So that's what's going to happen, Chris. It doesn't matter how bad of a person you are. And I'm not calling him a bad person. I guess I kind of
He's kind
did.
Of a wacky person.
I guess I kind
He's
of
not
just,
a bad guy. He's a wacky
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, wacky is more of a yeah. correct way of saying that. But I think he's
a
not
a bad
done.
Guy. But he's a very egotistical guy. Everything has to revolve around him. And I think that's a very difficult thing to bring to a team.
I agree.
Somebody's going to have to risk it. But I don't think he's done.
You don't think he's done?
No.
All right, final one for the Big Five today is something that I would really struggle with if I had to play for the New York Yankees. Devin Williams has put out, or I guess pictures have been shown of Devin Williams, who was once a brewer with a beard. Now he is clean-shaven, Chris, and look, he looks like a different human being.
Looks good.
It's amazing what happens when you shave a beard and what someone's face looks like.
One day you may find that out.
I've been thinking about it. I don't know if I could do it, but I've been thinking about it. Here's the question. Should the Yankees get rid of their stupid no facial hair policy? We talk about this all the time.
Maybe it's time, but you know what? They hang on to it, and maybe I should be grateful for the fact that there's at least one get-off-my-lawn rule out there that still exists. But
like it because it's a rule that tells people what to do.
That's right, and I don't know that that's necessary anymore, and I don't even know that a beard can be ruled offensive in any way. And it, maybe if you thought it might have been 20 years ago,
yeah, I don't
or 50
know what that was.
Ago.
I don't know what the
yeah, I don't know what it was. But I mean, they've been doing this forever, so they put this rule in back. Who knows in the 20s or 30s? Maybe.
I get it,
but I think you know it's time to let these guys wear a beard. If you want to say, if you want to put a restriction on kind of a wild, scraggly James Harden beard, that I get. But if you just want to have a nice, smooth, scraby beard, you know, it's time to let it go.
I think this is the Yankees trying to control their players.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes. I mean, and Adam's saying on the chat, why would they? It's been a Yankees deal forever. Why would they? Because it's stupid. Because everybody can dress how they want to dress. As long as it's professional, why does anybody care if they have a beard? And the Yankees probably lose out on players because of this, Chris.
Yeah.
Because people love their beards.
Devin Williams looks good. Looks right. Sharp.
That's
I don't
it.
Know. I just.
No.
I saw a video of Aaron Boone's ejection today and it cracked me up.
Okay.
He's my favorite manager, I think, in baseball now.
All right. Well, he's still salty about the World Series, too.
I like that. He said, hey, the Dodgers popped off and he said they did not win with class.
He's giving a chip to his team.
Good for him. I agree with you, Aaron Boone. The Dodgers are classless.
All right. Caller number 5 to 833-288-0973. You have to answer this question. In our Nick Boyd interview, what did Chris reference to start the interview? If you know the answer, give us a call, 833-288-0973. Let us know. You'll win Aztec tickets to the game against Boise State this weekend.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.